Welcome to Dollars and Cents Radio, the show committed to help you grow, protect, and enjoy your money, business, and life.
When you want to succeed as bad as you want to breathe, then you'll be successful.
Have questions? Terry has answers. Call now, 800-673-1728. Terry's call center is open Monday through Saturday from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time to answer all your financial, insurance, credit, and mortgage lending questions. Call now, 800-673-1728. He's a broker, consultant, speaker, and all-around nice guy. But right now, he wants to be your financial and business tour guide. Get ready to grow, protect, and enjoy with Terry Wilson.
Hey, Bobby B. This is Terry Wilson with DS Radio, Dollars and Cents Radio, heard on TerryWilson3.com. You could also check us out on Stitcher and also iTunes. So when we publish a new show, it'll go automatically to your smartphone so that you can hear it in your favorite player. Before we get started, I got so excited about our last podcast on the 12 laws of closing that, and it was a lot of content that I needed to get out real quick. I didn't even mention our sponsor. So real quickly, if you're a marketer out there and you want a great resource to do email marketing, it'll automate your emails that go out. It's got autoresponders, landing page creators, the whole nine yards. Costs less than MailChimp, costs it is much more attractive than like Constant Contact and those companies. I mean, it really does a bang up job. I literally went from using MailChimp's premium service, which I was spending close to $500 a month, and switched over to this new company. They've got some great products, cost a lot less, a lot more attractive, works great with WordPress blogs and different blogs that you'd be using. So definitely check them out. You can check them out at TerryWilson3.com/email. I'm telling you, and even try it out for free for your first 30 days. Just check it out. You can also, if you're looking and you're in the job market or job search place, or you have a job, but you would just like to take it to the next level. Maybe you're already an entrepreneur and just need some resources on how to take what you're already doing to the next level. Go to TerryWilson3.com/jobs and check out what we offer there. Finally, you've heard me say it many, many times, and I'm a true believer of this. Earners are learners. If you want to go to the next level, you have to grow the next level. And the way you do that is the content that you consume. And that's why we've got hooked up with Audibles to offer you, my listener, a free audiobook of any author of your choice simply by going to TerryWilson3.com/freebook. They're going to want you to try their services out for 30 days, but after that, you can cancel at any time and keep the free audiobook that they gave you. So it's a really, really good deal. I alluded to something that I mentioned in the podcast when we were signing off the other day on the 12 laws of closing, because I just ran out of time. And the law that I brought up, and I just sort of, made a passing comment, and I said, I'll share it in the next podcast, was always treat your prospective clients as a buyer. And it really gets to the heart of something that it was a life lesson for me that I learned when I turned 17 years old. See, when I got out of, grammar school and middle school and got into high school, I, like a bunch of the other guys, wanted a good car. I had just met a girl. I fell in love with her in a freshman in high school, and went on to marry the young lady. She's now the beautiful mother of my five children. But, I wanted a nice car. I came from very, modest means. We weren't poor, but we definitely wasn't rich. My mother did a great service by me by saying, if you want something, go out and work for it, because that's the only way you're going to get it. And so that's why we try to raise our children now. And I just think if you've got children yourself, they're going to appreciate that later on. Trust me, to instill a high work ethic and the value of working. Because at the end of the day, that's what you'll be doing for the rest of your life. You might as well learn and pick up something you love to do and get good at it, because life will be much more fulfilling when you do that. And so my mother instilled that in me and did a great favor for me by instilling that. And so when I got, and you've heard me tell the story, it's on my blog at terrywilson3.com. You can check out my story and where I talk about a guy by the name of Larry Riker coming into a fast food restaurant that I was working at. And long and the short, he recruited me into direct sales. And it put me on a trajectory for the rest of my life, whether I was in the music business, whether I was doing something else. Everything that I've always done has revolved around sales and marketing. And so it was like a crash course, a doctorate degree in psychology and in marketing and business planning, all crammed in to just a few months just hanging out with that guy, because he taught me so much about life, about human nature, about sales and marketing. And I always tell people that one of the greatest things about being an entrepreneur, about being a salesperson, about being, you know, in this world of creating your own value and selling it to the masses, is it will make you a better person. And the story I'm about to share illustrates how that happened. See, what I was selling was waterless stainless steel cookware. Started that was my first gig as far as, you know, this whole thing about working for yourself, selling things, and all that. Before that, I was in manual labor, you know, either working for family and, you know, doing rugs and things like that, because we were in the textile, my family ran textile mills and stuff, or I was working in fast food. So hard work and labor was all I knew up until Larry said, you know, you really ought to consider working for yourself and getting into sales. So he recruited me and got me into this door-to-door sales. And the way that they would book their appointments is they would go to carnivals and fairs and put out these little fish bowls in different local restaurants and things. And this is old school. This is back in the late 80s, early 90s. And they would basically offer people something for free. One of those things was a free meal. And the other thing was a free vacation, 2-night, 3-day vacation to Gatlinburg or Pigeon Forge or Myrtle Beach, you know, somewhere around the Carolinas where we lived, Atlanta, and in those areas. So they had some travel things with that. So they were booking the appointments through what's called incentive marketing, which I'm a huge proponent of. You know, I started out with incentive marketing. I know how it works and I know how to do it and present it in a way that it's not gimmicky or gamey. But long of the short, that was how the appointments were booked and made. And so what happened was, on this one fateful evening, that a person that worked for Larry, who was the Southeast distributor for this cookware company and had reps like me out in the field selling it, his wife was having a baby and could not make an appointment. And he was up in the Appalachian area of the Carolinas and Tennessee, North Carolina, Tennessee, that whole Appalachian region up there. And he had an appointment. He had it booked. They were expecting, they already had family coming over and was expecting this dinner to take place. He could not do it. So he called back to the office, and Larry, seeing my calendar, knew I didn't have an appointment that evening and asked me, would I do it? And so naturally, me being the young, hungry, upstart salesperson that I was, never turned an appointment down. Now, keep in mind, to do this appointment cost me $50 in buying the groceries, cost me, you know, gas to get there, and then the time to do it. And so that's all the things I had out invested on the table. And then in the hopes of having the host family and four other families, so a total of 5 couples, that your numbers should average out 1 out of 5 that see the demonstration should buy. That's what you wanted, because then when you sold this waterless stainless cookware that cost $2,500, oh my word, even thinking about it now, that's expensive in today's world. In the 90s, I don't even see how I did it. I'm glad I wasn't smart enough to figure out that was really, really, really high. But anyway, when I got there, my heart sunk. I'm telling you, you could have, I mean, I was so, matter of fact, had I not seen the people come to the door and see me, I would have probably turned around. I don't even dress this up. I would have turned around and left as quick as possible had I could have done it in a way and got out of it and come up with an excuse. I'm just laying it out there, folks. It took me forever to get there. It was a 2-hour drive. The roads that I got off of, paved roads, and didn't see them for miles. I got off of gravel roads and didn't see those for miles. I was tracking up a saddle stitch dirt logging trail up into these mountains and finally getting to a place that I could only describe to you as a shack. And I saw dilapidated old cars with grass and weeds growing up in them. I mean, it was just teetotal poverty. Now, I'm not trying to be ugly. I'm not trying to be, you know, disparaging to people. But I'm thinking, and I'm just thinking in my head, I go into nice neighborhoods, and these people can't afford cookware. How are the people that I'm just pulled up in the driveway and seeing all of this absolute poverty, how in the world are they going to buy this cookware? So the people, the host family saw me, they came to the door, there was no way to get out of it, just absolutely no way to get out of it and save face. So I start putting on my smile, hey, it's good to see you, glad I could come out tonight and share with you this, you know, great product that's going to save you money and it's going to make you healthier and it's going to do this and it's going to do that. The cookware pays for itself, you know, and blah, 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 going into the spiel, right? So I'm toting the cookware into the home. I'm toting my cooler with all the food that I've got already sort of prepped. I just got to cook it. It's already chopped, you know, and at the time when I cooked roast beef, I cooked chicken. I had a cabbage salad, green beans. I mean, just a nice, healthy Southern meal. And I get into the home and it doesn't get better, folks. I soon discover there's absolutely no, there's no stove, traditional stove, that is. There's no electric stove. There's no gas stove. What there is a wood furnace in the middle of the room that they put their pots and pans on to cook. And I have never cooked on anything like that in my life. And I'm thinking, oh my God, what am I going to do? And then it gets worse. Yes, it's waterless stainless steel cookware. Yes, it's waterless, but you do have to have some water to rinse the vegetables off and stuff. There's no running water. They're bringing in water from the outside pump that they pump up in their well and bring it in. My heart, I was like, good night. Let's just wrap this story up. This is what happened. I cooked the meal just as quick as possible. I did not present well at all. I barely spoke probably, you know, 3 or 4 paragraphs where the whole thing should have been me cooking and speaking. This is what I'm doing. This is how it's going to help you. Not have a heart attack because you're not going to have to cook with fats and oils and you're going to get all the nutrients in your food because the water is not going to deplete it and blah, 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 blah. I didn't give any of that. I just said, okay, here. I serve the food while they're eating. I'm cleaning as best I can with the limited resources I have of water and stuff. So I get everything. I put it in my car. I already fed them. And on my way out the door, I'm looking at the gentleman of the house. I said, thank you so much, sir, for allowing me to come out and present to you tonight. And I suppose, you know, he says, well, how much is it? And I says, well, I suppose it's probably more than you want to spend. He says, how much is it? And I says, well, it's $2,500. And he said, wait right there. And what happened next floored me. He comes back from his bedroom with a sock full of $100 bills and doesn't buy just one set, but 2 sets of cookware because he said, I can't buy one for my wife and not give my daughter one that I'm marrying off next week. Folks, don't prejudge anyone. Everyone you're in front of is a buyer. 90 degrees and freezing out here on
my own. I can't shake this feeling. You're listening to DSRadio.net. If you have a question for Terry, call now. 800-673-1728. 800-673-1728.